Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
So we've had saging of lady areas before on B90 when Dempsey saged Statler's regions.
I'm sure it was probably just... I don't know. Do lesbians get...
tire marks.
Tire marks.
And I got the same one on my ass.
And she put a crystal. Don't forget that.
Right. The egg. Now we have Shekinah staging Sarper's nether regions and the apartment for what I called the ghosts of Cooter's past.
yes.
That is. So they'll be like, ooh. Can you give me an Uber? I should have drank tequila.
Don't kiss me. I have lip gloss on.
Oh my God, I look so fat in this. I had fun last night.
Do you have any Coke? The ghost of Cooter's past.
The ghosts of Cooter's past.
Goes well with, as you said, the bed of 2,500 gooshes.
Yes. That is, I think they should condemn that place. Just the energy of so, I don't know if, probably a lot of them didn't have orgasms, but you know that he always did.
Well, actually, I want to counter and say if he's been with that many women, then maybe he is an expert at it. I don't know. Clearly we are out of our...
I doubt there were that many repeat
here.
Customers.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe.
There weren't a lot.
He's got a huge dick.
I don't think he knows how to use it, though. I think it doesn't take very long. It might be a good 10 minutes, but...
I think he tries to have porn star sex.
Yes!
Which
that's
is
a really good way of putting
real,
it.
Real, and honestly, y'all, it's not the sex I want.
Even though You and I have watched a lot of porn stars.
We've watched a lot of porn stars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Uh-huh. This is toe.
This is toe.
T to the O to the W.
Toe. Season 5, episode 12.
Big world.
I don't know if you will agree with me or not, but I just want to say.
No, I won't.
I love watching Shekinah and Sarper. I love watching them.
No.
I'm not saying I love them. I actually do kind of like her, actually, quite a bit.
Why? No, come on.
She just reminds me of L.A. Maybe she makes me homesick. But I like her.
No, she's vapid and awful. Come on.
I don't think she's vapid. I don't think she's vapid. Maybe vapid. Right. I don't think she's dumb. I don't think she's dumb.
You've been here for too long.
Maybe that's
it. I said she's vapid and awful. I did not say dumb.
I don't think she's awful. What's awful about her?
She's extremely materialistic, and there's nothing actually authentic about her.
Well, if you had maybe taken on a little bit of that, we would be doing this in a crystal bathroom right now.
She's doing this to get famous. She's doing this exclusively to be an influencer.
Might as well. And
I can't root for this. I can't root for this relationship.
Oh, I'm not rooting for this relationship. But I am looking forward. I'm calling it now. I am looking forward to seeing her on The Single Life making bad choices.
Here's where I disagree with you. You have to root for the people on The Single Life. You have to think that they need maybe she's going to be one of the cringe people, but you have to think that they actually want to find love. And I don't know if I've seen that from her. I don't know. I think she's wanting, the next thing, I'm still convinced that she's going to go back and fall in love with her French guy.
Maybe.
Because he's got enough money for her.
Yeah.
That will be the end of her story.
I would love to see her on Marrying Millions.
Oh, now that's a show for her.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Y'all, September Fully Loaded's almost to a close. We're almost done. It is fucking September 20. Well, this is airing on September 26th.
This month has gone by like a blur.
Wow.
Lot of podcasts.
It's almost time to put out your Halloween decorations. I already know some of you did.
I don't think they should go up until October 1st. I'm sorry.
I prefer October, but I've got them waiting in my garage just ready. I'm doing some stuff on the front of my building this year.
Does anyone ever complain?
No, they love it. My neighbors are going to help me. It's like a neighborhood thing.
I think I would complain.
And if you don't.
If I wanted to.
Yeah, and you wouldn't get invited to any of the things.
I think I would complain just to be difficult because I would just want to be, I would want to be asked.
Yeah, sure.
You're going to put hay bales?
No, I'm not going to do hay bale. It'll be too much. Just some pumpkins. We're going to go. I'm hopefully I don't scare people in the neighborhood this year because I'm going to put some gravestones out and a couple of skeletons. It's going to be really scary.
I think you're fine.
I'm just saying. Yeah. It kind of, even when I bought it, I was like, am I doing something bad here? Am I like in the devil?
I think the Dia de los Muertos decorations that everyone else will put up will make that will be a
I would
scarier.
Love to do that, but I feel like that's appropriation for me. So
I would
I'm
agree.
Do it.
I would
so
agree.
So I don't think we have anyone who celebrates Dia de los Muertos in our apartment building. So anyway, which holiday is it? Tonight is Yom Kippur,
Equinox.
Right? No, for Jewish sissies, Yom Kippur, right? When we did,
is it Monday?
It's Sunday night, I think.
Monday? I'm saying this is going to air on Monday.
Oh, so I hope it was great. Sorry, you're right.
Day of Atonement, everyone.
Do you have anything to atone for, Poodle?
Well, it's the evening. Yeah, it's
yeah, it's Sunday night. My friend's going to dinner tonight.
It's recording on Erev Yom Kippur. So, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Do I have to atone for? You know what? I don't have to atone for anything this year.
Well, good.
I have to atone for myself.
Well, September Fully Loaded's almost done.
Sorry, God, for all the sex that you had to see.
He saw a lot. So September is almost done, but don't you worry, because October hand tossed is
coming. You're getting hand tossed in October with the Golden Bachelor. We're just getting in there and flipping things around. Cooter.
Cooter. Yes, Golden Bachelor, y'all, is airing on Thursday.
October 28th.
I don't know when we're recording that episode because
Friday. It's on the list.
We are? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm doing that. I've got a busy day. So we'll have Golden Bachelor up in hopefully 24 hours within that. And we've got some collabs coming for that. So be sure to check out that. I think that's it. That's all of our announcements, right?
Yes.
Be sure.
Love is blind.
Oh, check our social medias because on Tuesday, we're going to be doing something in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't talk about it yet, but we're going to share it on our Instagram and TikTok. I'm terrified because Caitlin's on vacation. And if I fuck this, because you're not going to do it. Poodle's not going to do it. So if this goes wrong, it's on me.
I'm good on the planning side. I'm not really good on the execution side of anything technology related.
That wasn't shade. It wasn't you. Yeah.
No,
that wasn't
no you're shade. Right.
I'm saying it's on me. And if I fuck this up,
I'll hold you accountable.
Poodle will hold me accountable, even though he mm-hmm. doesn't know how to do it.
Nope.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I have my strengths. I fully admit I have my strengths and I have my weaknesses.
All right, everybody, so you should check that out. Follow some reality.
Love is Blind. Podcast. Y'all, Love is Blind. Oh. The first four episodes have dropped of season 5. And woo-wee, goddamn, hot tamale fucking shit, this is a mess.
Y'all are loving it. Yeah, you all are agreeing. It's funny, because we talked about this, but I just saw in the comments, people are going like, I don't like anyone, and this is so messy. People are still loving
this
it.
I'm calling this Love is Cringe this
Love
season.
Is Cringe. We both said it, yeah.
It is.
It's so good.
There's one couple who I think might work. But the others, it's not hard to watch. It's actually riveting. But if you think about it as rooting for people to stay in a solid relationship, that's not what we're doing this season on Love is Blind. Shekinah and Sarper. I have lower back pain now.
Welcome to mid-40s.
Some people were saying, Shekinah's like, I'm sleeping on the couch. Do you think that couch is going to be any less jizz-soaked?
No.
Just scraping in the back. Just full of, that's more jizz soaked than my couch, I bet.
It is weird how you talk about it with a knowing.
Had sex with 2,500 women, there's jizz dust everywhere. It's just, there's a film in the air.
It's kind of shocking to me that a man has that much semen in him.
That's, let's say 2,500 women over a couple of like years. That's close. I bet you that's like more than at least one a day. If you think about
that. For sure. And then also too, he's got to have kids just for odds. He's got to have at least
the laws of nature.
At least two children from that.
Oh no, I'm thinking like 16.
And does she know?
Or, no, I think he always uses condoms, though. Think about it. I think he is so afraid of having kids.
Actually, I think he's so afraid of kids. It's interesting how, I could also see him being, even though his place was messy, him still being a germaphobe.
Yeah, I agree with you. Totally. Anyway, y'all, it was a dream night.
They fucked.
The neighbors complained because of the noise.
They
Security
thought the TV.
Called and said, turn off the TV. We are not watching. And I thought, she is the television.
Yeah.
But instead of like any other show is, and just like that, they're like, hey, the man.
So, yes, yes. So,
hey.
So what?
That's how I think they talk on that show.
So how when your neighbors complain about noise from sex, what do they think is on your TV?
Wild Kingdom.
Wow.
Or Faces of Death.
That's probably more accurate. Just crying.
Wow. So he says, I thought you were joking. She's like, but we're going to get you a new bed. You didn't believe me. And he's like, I thought you were joking. And that's when she's saging for the ghosts of Cooters. And so then he's like, so can we we'll get in the bed later? Which there was, can I fuck you again? And y'all,
you sleep on me. Put your body on me.
Just you put it. But, and she's like, but you are not skinny enough. And I went, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold the phone. Hold up. Oh, no. I wrote down, oh, no.
Yeah.
And y'all, her face. And she's like, you know your target, 128 pounds. So he's like, then he says, can I weigh you? Mm-mm. What if someone asked that if they could weigh you? Before intercourse.
I wouldn't love that. That would be, as she said later, which made me laugh, that would be a literal red flag. We'll get to that.
It feels like you're on the other side of the interstate and your truck goes through the station.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, just whirr.
It must be less than 2 tons to sit on this cock.
That doesn't trigger me as much as it triggers you. But
it triggers the fuck out of me.
But like on a scale of 1 to 10, I think that would be like a hard 7 for me. I'd be like, that's weird. What would your reaction be?
The thing about it is, first of all, that would be it.
I wouldn't stay and sleep with them.
It's a control thing, obviously. That we're not laughing about it anymore. It's a control thing, and it's gross. But
it's manifesting in not just the weight, y'all. In this
her
guy
looks,
is, this
and
guy
her makeup. He's trying to turn her into a blow-up doll. That's it. He's becoming more and more plastic.
That's what I wrote.
And he's trying to turn her into some kind of idealized female blow-up doll.
100%. If they continue the rest of the season, he's going to talk to her about plastic surgery. 100%. Mm-hmm. I think that this guy feels – when I look at Sarper, the first thing I think of him is like, this is someone who's an addict. 100%. I'm not saying he's been on drugs before or anything like that. I think he's probably done a lot of drugs for fun.
I think sex addiction, definitely.
But I think, and I know he smokes, so I think he just has an addictive personality. And I think that this obsession with her is addictive. And I think I would be less bothered by it it would still bother me, but if Shekinah was a participant in this, but it seems like she never, because he says, well, I treat her the way I have my clients.
She's not your client.
Yeah. I don't think it wasn't clear to us. I don't think she's ever asked to be his client.
I think she has asked him for tips, and he even says, but he's like, you're my dream girl. I want you to be perfect.
Yeah. You're my dream girl, Shekinah. I'll make you perfect.
Step on my scale now. You're my dream girl.
It's a compensation thing. It makes me wonder, like, what's going on with Sarper? Because, and we'll talk about this later, but I actually feel like the whole Instagram conversation and all that, normally I think that's so stupid and so, like you said, vapid. And in this case, I'm like, but that is both of your reality. And the fact that he's not acknowledging the reality of their, for some people, Instagram is real. When you live lives like this, that mm-hmm. is your life. And the fact that it's such bullshit that he's not acknowledging that, when he is the one that I think is probably more into the social media than she is. Think about his pictures that he took.
Let's get to that.
Yeah. I want to go to the Grand Bazaar in Istanbul.
The Grand Bazaar.
That looks great.
I think he thought he was like, I'm talking to an American, so I said, the original mall. She'd probably be, oh my God.
And we don't even go to malls anymore.
No.
In America.
So she's taking a selfie. She's like, hold on, I need to edit it. So, because you knew she had to make it go through some kind of filter. And he's like, no, don't just post it.
Don't post even. Yes, yes, yes.
Now, she's like, he's saying he's trying to protect me, but that's not it. And he's like, your account isn't private. So it sounds, for me, it always sounds like some type of like Turkish marauder who has been transported to the 21st century talking about Instagram. Like, I was the soul of the Ottoman Empire. You may not post on Instagram. Maybe a story.
Maybe a story.
It feels weird.
Women will hunt you down and kill you. And I'm like, that's how he's acting. He's saying women are going to stalk, that women stalk him and are they going to interfere in their relationship.
I saw this as a manifestation of his narcissism. In that way.
And control. He wants to control his image.
Yeah. And I think it's less about her.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And so
I think it's a problem.
Oh, definitely a problem. But I think he was trying to make her think like he was protecting her. But it is about him as being at least on, do you believe that he is willing to settle down with her? I'd believe him.
I think he wants to believe that he wants to settle down with her. Do I think he can actually do it? I'm not sure, because settling down with someone, at least, I don't think Shekinah, I think this is what I think is the difference. Shekinah has been, as she said in her past, she's been with controlling men. Look, I don't mean to be gross and sound like Chelsea Marr saying, he who has the gold rules, rules. But
what does that mean? He who has the gold rules. Why don't you say it rules
Why
again?
Why did I say it twice? Because I'm waking up. I don't know. Which I don't agree with. But Shekinah has been with these controlling men that have money. And she's probably acquiesced to more things and done more things because bitch needs to get her bills paid and get her daughter to boarding school. Sarper, y'all, is broke.
He doesn't have anything.
Sarper doesn't have any money. So that is not a bargaining chip he can use. So I think when she is saying this is kind of the I think that's why this is so important to her. And I think that's why this won't work out, because he's not going to be, for him to be settled and be in a relationship with her means he's going to have to financially contribute and partly take care of her. And he's not going to be able to do that.
I agree. And I think one of the reasons this won't work is because he needs to curate his Instagram image to be what he thinks a trainer needs to be.
Say everyone who wants to train with me, either if they are a woman, they want to have sex with me, or if they are a man, they want to be me.
So his image has to be the rugged kind of like plastic person that he thinks he is. A girlfriend does not match with that.
Yes.
And he can't tell her that because her life in social media is bringing her relationships onto her social media and the glamorous life she has. The idea of moving to Turkey is just upping the game of living glamorously.
Yeah, she wants to live. Yes, she wants to live that yacht life. I don't think Sarper would even have, like, because he doesn't seem like both of them don't, you know, we get people that are pieces of shit so much on them. Both of them seem like their intentions aren't, there's not any malintent. But I think Sarper probably doesn't even put a lot of pictures of, like, his mother, his father.
Nope,
I don't think he
it's
puts
all
probably,
him.
And it, no pictures of his family and friends
all
on
him.
There, unless his friends are other guys that he works out with and they're like buff guys and they're promoting that lifestyle.
It's curating one slice of his life specifically his life, which he thinks he is.
Which is also a younger slice of life. I think he probably wants to be viewed like 15 years younger than he actually is.
So it's all about self-conception for these people, and they don't match up. It's actually that simple. There's not a lot of malintent behind it. I agree with you.
Self-conception, that's a good word.
And so he's like, these women are psychos. Because he's convinced himself that these women are driven so wildly so sexual wild, by him. Yes.
They're wild with passion for Sarper.
Like the main.
They just want to get fucked by someone with plastic
True Blood,
hair.
Who are just like, wow, just like sexual animals who will roam the city looking for Shekinah.
That was a 10-year-old reference, and I appreciate it.
Maenads are actually a Greek reference, but that's
okay. No. But the fact that you linked
I said
them to True Blood,
so people would know. Yeah,
and the women, thing is,
women,
a lot
women
of them
were
aren't,
driven crazy
because they're not going to know that show because it aired that long ago. Wow.
But Maenads were followers of Dionysus who were driven lusty.
Don't you crazy. Watch True Blood, y'all. Don't watch it. It ends bad.
So later on, she says, it makes me feel like you're not honest and that you're a player. And it's interesting. Neither one of these people are going to convince the other. So what he does, he's kind of pissed. He's like,
there you go. Check your phone.
And he's like, the funniest thing is, I could see this as a huge step for him.
It was a huge step for him, and to her, it looked like the least. And I see why it was because he didn't even say y'all. He just posted. He said, "I post picture with little heart. That is official. And I went, "No." And she's right, you guys. I'm gonna go back to this because I have a couple of friends that are. I used to really chalk up and really like social media influence. I used to be like, "Oh, so stupid." Da da da, and. After having friends that like literally make their living doing this now, it's their job, it's their career, it's important to them. And I think Shekinah, I don't know if it's her career yet to do those things. I think she treats it with that importance.
She wants it to be,
so,
definitely.
By the rules of Instagram, which is very true, which she
it needs
said,
to be a post.
Which she said, so this is only a 24-hour relationship. I went, bitch is correct. She is correct.
It's just amazing. Think how far this show has gone. This whole relationship is now based on social media parameters.
And they never talked about it 10 years ago. They would act, they ran away from social media like it was some bad thing or that would, but yeah, this is a social media relationship. What was that?
That was dropping a huge Doric column on the, on the ceiling. She's constructing a model of the Parthenon. In
y'all,
her apartment.
Poodle just cowered like the ceiling was falling down on her. She
it
just
was like
went,
a,
oh.
It was like a disaster movie in the 80s, like Earthquake with an exclamation mark.
Wow.
It was loud as fuck.
It was loud as fuck.
So here's the thing also.
I just want to say this real quick. I agree with you. He's not, but I understand her point. Because of her past, she understands. She's afraid he's going to be a fuckboy.
Well, the thing is, she keeps saying, I gave up so much to come here, and you can't do this one thing for him, which is true. And for him, his truth is,
don't you understand what I have given up? Leagues of thousands of women for you. Oh, the for Kutur. You, Helen of Troy. The Kutur's are gone from my life. Gone.
I have given up. I was knee deep in Cooter.
And
for
now,
you,
nothing.
I will say, because you think about this too, he didn't change the bit. He thought this guy does think it's the difference of how women just have to deal with working on their self-worth way more than, like you say, mediocre straight men, because he does kind of act like, well, I gave you me. That's enough. You don't need the new bed. You don't need a clean apartment. Like, you're getting this dick, bitch. Like,
but
I'm great.
But it's honestly, though, that's why I don't see any – I don't see him – I can actually see him trying. And that's what's interesting.
I fucked you. Isn't that enough?
that's what he's saying.
And I really believe that's honest.
Like, yes. Yes.
I want to see later on. It seems like for her, she's instituting a lot of stuff, and she's not what she is giving back on. She's acceding to all his controlling demands, and that's the worst thing
that's
she
the worst
can agree to.
Thing, yeah.
I
Like the blush, him wanting to put more blush. Y'all, he had so was commenting weird. About her makeup. He doesn't like it when she puts her hair behind her ear. Like, it's
no,
not.
No, she wants hair behind one ear.
Yeah. Yes. It's not unsafe. Again, it's not unsafe, but it's still a lot. It's still concerning.
I think,
as she said at the end, and he's standing there in that fucking red blanket fighting with her. And she's like, this is like literally a red flag right in front of me. I was like, yeah, honey,
I just think she's way out of her depth here. I think she thought he was a simpleton, that she'd be able to have a beautiful social media flavored life with in Turkey. And that's not the case.
I don't know if she, maybe they'll come up, but I didn't think that she thought he was a simpleton. I think when you say simpleton, I think that even though he's gorgeous and all that, there is a part of me that she believed that he was like, weirdly enough for Shekinah, she believes he is this like sweet, gentle family man. Like he can do that. I don't know why she thinks he can do that, but I feel like she believes that.
I don't know if she thinks I don't know if she wants more kids, but she does think this guy could kind of be a stepfather.
Yes. Yeah, so, no, yeah, I don't think she wants more. But I think she thinks she found what you said, the Instagram husband, but then at the same time,
the like, perfect accessory, but who could
but
also be
this sweet guy. And I'm like, those two things normally don't mix, nope. Honey.
Now, this is a disaster. It's a fucking disaster.
Although, I got to say, I'm rooting for them way more than I am Johan and Miserable.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Two. Let's talk about Tabitha from Passions and Johan. Tabitha the witch from Passions.
Sleep with the one who turned to the leapy places.
And I can fly on the wings of a dove. I knew you could take me higher. Breathe in, breathe out.
Ah.
You are my passion for love.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that little flute riff.
And that's Haley Mills' sister. You're
it
welcome.
It is Juliette Mills. But
married
no,
to that hot guy from Grease 2.
Maxwell Caulfield. All I can do is stare at these horrible extensions, these curly extensions. And y'all, I'm coming up with a different name every single time because they just make me laugh.
It doesn't look good.
So, y'all, Johan's pressed. So he's going to go press some iron with his friend Alberto.
And who is hot. Alberto hot. Is cute.
How's your marriage going? Well, when my marriage started,
She said we'd have a great life here, but I haven't seen that. We have an apartment, but we're renting. And he says, We can't buy a car. That's not the good life she promised. And I'm like, someone's sounding like an opportunismo.
Well, so this gives us context because we've always kind of thought the big promise Danielle made is that she told Johan that he was on 90 Day Fiance and he was going to come and live in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So she's moved that goalpost and she's like, just kidding. I never want to move back to the U.S.
Bitch, you're on tow.
Yeah, I've got $70,000 in parking tickets. We can't go back to the U.S. So
the Easy Pass police is going to come for me.
They're looking for me. New Jersey, them bitches. So
I'm an Easy Pass fugitive.
So we knew that. But we kind of have always been presented in this edit of, again, Johan is just kind of like going along with the flow. But now we find out like maybe this guy was playing her all along and he just wanted the good life.
I think this is a mindset of a lot of people who say if you have it's Sankey Panky. That's what they call it, where I think he's reading to Alberto the code of the Sankey Pankies.
Because I want to distinguish if we think Johan is like this, just like a con man trying to, or is it not, is more the culture that he lives
in? I'm talking about the culture.
Yeah.
That's a phrase that they use for men who are with American women or probably women from abroad, and the Dominican men who are with them, who are usually younger, are Sankey Pankies. That's what they call them.
And it's kind of like SARPA. You pay for things because you get in this DR dick.
Yeah, you pay because it's also assumed that you're coming with more money and mm-hmm. you pay for things. And even the friend even knows it. That's the code of the Sankey Panky.
Yes.
He buys you things.
You rearrange her insides and she rearranges your house with new furniture.
You treat her vagina like it's a Rubik's Cube. Mm-hmm. And
and she buys you one of those cube cars. Did they still make those?
And
cubes?
She gives you a motorcycle.
Yes.
And
it's all too because he was talking to her and like Johan is he's lifting weight and Johan's like, I don't know, I'm just so stressed. And then I know we get screeners.
Oh yeah.
We get mm-hmm. screeners from TLC. So I don't know if their screener is damaged, but it started going staticky. I heard like a little bit, and then I heard some horns playing, something that different type of music. And suddenly Alberto, his shirt is off and he's wearing a jock strap and he's standing over Johan, who's on a weight bench. And he says, hey, do you want me to spot you? And Johan says, see. And then as he spots him, his balls kind of just sit right on like Johan's third eye, you know?
Switched over to the movie that's in your that you got from my computer called Dominican Cum Cannons.
Maybe, because does his balls fall out of the jock strap and then he starts sucking his dick while he lifts weight?
That's the plot.
Somehow you
wound up in the middle of Dominican cum cannons. Maybe somebody. Right around the third act.
Maybe a producer of Dominican cum cannons, or the locals call it DCC. Maybe they ended up on 90 Day Fiancé.
And you should see the sequel. Boy. Oh.
Does it end with them just coming on a barbell and Johan licking it?
That's almost the end.
Okay. But there's an epilogue. Missed mm-hmm. that.
There's a little bit. You won't see that. You won't see the last part coming. I'm going to save that for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It does involve underwear and wearing them as a mask.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, it is almost Halloween. Anyway, okay, just let us know if you saw it, but
Dominican cum
DCC. Coming this winter.
Oh, I DCC so hope part someone's two. Going to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru yes. right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so He says, Alberto says, she sold you a dream, but all you got was a dog. You're going backwards.
You're going to take care of that dog.
I scream.
Because this is what
Senor Gizmo.
Senor Gizmo. So we see that, because he explains too, this is part of the Sankey Panky thing, is that people move from the U.S., especially to the Dominican, to the DR.
For tax purposes, almost always.
Always, yes. But then they go back to the U.S. and work and make money in the U.S. and come back and forth. I don't think that's in Tabitha the witch's plan. I don't think her broom flies across the ocean. She has to keep it in the DR.
She can't take her ventriloquist dummy / child. Yes. Timmy.
Did Tabitha the Witch fly in Passions?
There were a couple moments where she could fly, and then
did we ever see her on the broom?
I don't think so.
I love that they were like, we need a witch. What should we name her? Let's just name her Tabitha, like Bewitch. Why do any extra work?
They played in with some of that story that she might have been the daughter.
She might have been Samantha's daughter from Bewitched.
Yes. Yeah, they played in. They never really followed it all the way through.
Samantha from Bewitched's daughter, Tabitha, would have never done that. She would not do some of those evil things.
So, y'all.
I watched every episode of Bewitched. How dare they?
Johan says, I know Danielle knew my situation, and I worked my whole life, and I have nothing. And if I'm going to live here, I'm not renting a car or an apartment. So, y'all, he wants to be like Fancy Gene Baker that Reba sang about.
I does.
He wants to be in an uptown penthouse flat suite.
It's true. Did you see? Have you seen those new? Sissies have been sending to me. So, y'all, I've seen them. They're doing all these corn mazes in the shape of Reba's as an ode to Reba. They'll do it in Reba's face. They'll write the word Reba. They'll write lyrics to
song. Where are
you
looking on the internet?
People are sending this to me.
Reba McEntire influenced social media.
No, people
send
it because they know I love Reba.
I guess. I like.
I would love to go to a Reba corn maze.
How you asked if I had seen it, and I'm looking at you like you're a monkey.
I really think I would love to
to go to a Reba corn maze. We need to move on.
I would love to this fall, just every weekend, just go to a different fall place in October and November. Wouldn't that be fun?
No. This fall is busy. It's about work.
Kind of is.
So, y'all, we're going car shopping, and Danielle's like, Johan's really had a shitty attitude lately. He's talking like he doesn't want to rent or blah, blah, blah. He doesn't want to piss my money away.
He keeps opening his mouth when I don't have my hand up his ass, and it bothers me.
And so they're car shopping, and I'm like, she is just humoring him in the least possible way.
Yes.
And this is when she starts saying, is this Dominican? I had a question. Is this Dominican dollars or is this U.S. dollars?
I assumed Dominican? It was U.S., but it wasn't clear, but it looked like it was U.S.
But so they're quoting the prices, and maybe Dominican sissies or sissies who's lived in the Dominican Republic can come at us about this. These prices are high.
Well, also though, what she's not realizing is here, I'm going to look up Dominican dollars.
She said $29,000. I paid 30 for a BMW in the US, And I went, there's the miserable bitch. I know there she is.
Also y'all, cars are stupid expensive right now.
Yep.
This is one of the worst, especially now with the strike. Like it's so, let me see. I'm going to look. Equals 0.018 US dollars. Wow.
So when they're talking
maybe
about
I need
dollars,
to get a husband in the DR. Fuck.
When they're talking about dollars, they are talking about US dollars, I believe.
And they have to be talking about US dollars, because if they were talking about US dollars, this would be $5,300 to buy this car.
Got it. So Dominican pesos, that makes sense. So they... Also, they're trying into cars, and one car won't start, and Dan's like, I prefer my cars with batteries.
I mean, that was funny. That was funny. She's like, I'm from New York. I don't play this.
So I want to say one more thing. God, I hate saying this. I agree with this miserable bitch. You don't need a car right now.
You don't need
now.
A car. I agree.
If you don't drive that often.
So this is kind of my take on this, and with their conversation at the end. Because he's like, the point is, you do all the work. I think Johan is being a pillow princess. And I know it's a culture, but And but he's saying that she sold him. Do you think Danielle sold him all this bill of goods that I'm going to pay for everything and all that? I don't see Danielle doing that. I think she let him believe he was moving there.
I think that that's what I don't think she really ever said. I will take care of you. I think she did say things. He's not the brightest bulb.
No, he's not.
I think she did say, we're going to have a great life. And for him, through the cultural filter that mm-hmm. he sees, Sankey Panky filter, he sees she's got all her American money because she's American, so she must have money. So she's going to come down here and spread it around. And then after a while, after my businesses, after when she encourages me to start a business, after I try a little bit, she'll realize she just needs to pay for me.
She'll realize she's, yeah. And I do go back to, it's a little bit of like Sarper. He thinks, I'm going to give her this 11-inch dick. And mm-hmm. I do think he thinks that is worth it.
I also think it does feel unfair that she won't even entertain the idea of getting him some type of visa so he can also live in the
Remember
U.S.
Remember that, yeah.
And it's really awful. She's like, I can't have papers. I can't really work to earn any money. So he does feel trapped because she keeps saying, you need to work to pay for me too.
And as he said, I've worked my whole life here in the Dominican Republic and I have nothing.
I see his point. And Danielle's like, what are you going to do when you get to the U.S. with no English? You're going to buy Amazon? I'm like, oh, I've missed you. You horrible, horrible bitch. Yeah. There she is, everybody. Yeah. Here comes Rose.
Yeah.
So, and she's like, we're not going to the U.S. and I'm not paying for you. Come up with something else. Bah.
It is in... He does want, Johan doesn't have patience. He does want everything right now. He wants a baby. He wants a car. He wants a house.
Wants a house. Yeah.
It's like Poodle in his first like four marriages. And then he learned mm-hmm. he needed to pace that out to get what he wanted.
I learned patience. I learned patience and how to use chemicals that don't show up in autopsies.
And you got a better lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, y'all, do not sleep on good lawyers. Oh, it's everything.
And
spend your money there.
Don't sleep with your lawyers because that fucked you up too.
Ooh. Get yourself a lesbian lawyer. It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Kenny and Armando, not much, but
they're going back to La Misión and
they're moving to Mexico City. I want to go
Armando
see them. I'll
and
go.
Kenny's scheme worked. You know what it was?
That gay bar.
It was
the dick dancers.
Yeah, it was. You guys, because I don't know their relationship. I'm not going to speculate on it. You know, maybe they haven't some type of open relationship and that's fine. That works.
All gays do.
So if they do, where they live now, that Grindr profile is not looking great.
It bleak.
It's bleak.
It's just like a bunch of DL people, and then you'll see a sheep in the left-hand corner.
Yeah, a sheep. Yeah, a sheep smoking a cigar who's way overweight. You can't even – and sends you a naked pic, and you can't even see his dick because his fupa's over his shifty. Yeah.
Some nights you have to resort to calling Pepe.
Yeah, and then her profile name just says freshly sheared. That's what they're saying. So when they went to Mexico City, I
got a girlfriend, but looking for tonight.
When I went to Mexico City, I was in a relationship, so I wasn't on any of the apps. But you went to Mexico City, and were you able to open any of your apps?
No, my phone was smoking most of the time because too much activity.
Oh.
And I brought sand to the beach, as we've said before. I took someone I was seeing. So we were on the app some, but there was no kind of...
But were the men beautiful?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they were everywhere. Colombia was even worse. Oh, my God. Boy. Yeah, if you're a man who sleeps with men,
yeah.
If you're a man who sleeps with man, go to Colombia single. I'm just telling you this now.
You made that mistake. I gotta say, I'm disappointed in you. I'm just gonna tell you here on the. I'm disappointed. This reminds me of my friend who is Japanese. She grew up in Hawaii, but finally went to Japan. And we were talking, I was like, well, this and that. And I said, well, how was the sushi there? Because she loves sushi. And she said, I didn't have any. And I said, why not? She's like, well, my boyfriend doesn't like sushi, so we never had it. And I went, you went to Japan and didn't have sushi. And you went to Colombia and didn't get Colombian dick.
Listen, though.
It's unforgivable.
It's a hard conversation to have when you're not there to have it, when you're not really there to have it.
Do better.
Anyway, no, I think I feel
you need to go alone. Actually, I'm worried if you go alone, you'll never come back.
That's true. I wound up being sold for like,
you know what? We should probably go to Coke. Yeah. We need to go to Colombia maybe together and then, but we don't see each other. We just go on a bank trip, but like every, 2 days we just meet at a restaurant and have breakfast.
And just I have so phantom I know you're bruises.
Alive. Yes.
So 3 hours later, they're having this conversation at Taylor's, or he's talking about this conversation with Taylor, Kenny is, and Sarah's Gassi. And he's like, and I was leaning no, but he's like, well, if it wasn't about my age, I would totally be a no brainer. I would totally do it.
I figure
it's not worth, I'm going to live in the moment and enjoy my time and not, it's like any time in my life, I have not been obsessed with my future. Let's do it. So y'all, they're going to do surrogacy. He's a yes.
I know you and I've been back and forth on this. It's not really for us to decide. I wouldn't want to do it because I wouldn't want to have either. A child who is older, but also I'm speaking
I wouldn't want to do it because it's children.
Well, that. And, well, I don't want kids, I don't think anymore either. But I'm also speaking from someone who's single and I don't want to take care of anyone right now. I don't know what it would be like if I was in a relationship with someone that I loved a lot. So good for them. You're going to be tired. You're going to be exhausted. Get ready, Kenny.
Kim and TJ. There's not a lot here. Whoop, just a phone call, basically. Whoop.
Danger, danger, danger. We've got one crazy bitch. One crazy bitch.
I've got to say.
You know what? Keep talking. I'm getting my tarot cards for this. I'm going to pull a card.
Basically, I think TJ knows the situation he's in. He's finally had it with the drama. He's had it with the constant, because for Kim, every relationship she's ever had has been this kind of up and down, constant fighting, constant Sturm und Drang.
Let's say. And, not just relationship as in fucking, but like her mother probably was a lot like this.
And that's normal. And she needs to perpetuate this in every aspect of her life. Her family knows it. Mm-hmm. And so in this call, he says, I'm done with this. And he keeps saying, your parents smiled at me, and I've never had that before. But it didn't take less than 5 minutes. Because his family doesn't smile.
His family never smiles at him.
And she's like, y'all, it's interesting to see her play defense here. Or really, when she's on the chase. Because she's like, I fucked up a lot. And I want you to know that I felt... what is it? I wanted you to know how I felt... In that moment, I'm sorry if I made you feel like this wasn't salvageable. And it's not that. It's just that you weaponize this dinner Ooh. With your parents to make him feel less than.
Yes.
And
weaponize this to win.
Yeah, and it's the worst time because this guy now thinks that your parents don't trust him and don't like him. And now, I don't know.
Now I kind of, you know, I chalk it up to Indian culture that he didn't, just because we don't know a ton, but just from what we've seen on 90 Day, he's the third line of a guy who didn't tell her the whole story and things push it down the road. So I think there is a bit of that. But also, I don't think he wanted to tell her the whole truth because he knows that she would use that against him.
Yep.
Because she uses everything against him. It's, y'all, she's a red flag.
She's
a toxic
awful.
Person. Like, really, yep. it's not abusive, but it's toxic. And when I say that word, because I want to add specificity to that because it's so overused. But I say toxicity in that she can't sit and enjoy. She can't have gratitude in moments. Yeah.
No, being with her is like breathing in arsenic vapor. You will get poisoned. It's that kind of thing. And that he's sick of it. He's like, and that's the thing, y'all. He feels bad constantly when he's with her because it's arsenic vapor. And he's I just keep ruining your life.
Like the cum sheets, you're speaking to this with a little bit of too much knowledge.
Arsenic is trickier than you'd think. Let's just say that.
It is, though.
It takes so long.
But you see why they're together, because, again, her mother doesn't like her, and his family never smiles at him. So I think these people both have their own definitions of, I think they both feel very unlovable. So when they go through all this fighting and this chaos, but then someone says, you mean everything to me. You're my world. You're my everything. You're my everything. I promise. I need you. I need you. That, see, to me, that creeps me out and makes me and grosses me out. That is like the Grinch and makes his heart grow five times larger.
It is really, they both are emotionally manipulating the other and they both need it to live, like a plant turning towards the sun. And I think what this is happening, what's happening here is TJ says, I love you and I will always love you. You are my manifestation. And I wrote, imagine manifesting Kim. Send it back.
I mean, she's
Send
pretty.
Send it back.
She's pretty, but that's about it.
So, she's basically like, so you're telling me there's a chance.
So you're and telling me like,
but
there's
we're going to get married in 2 days. It's fine. And I went, oh, fuck. I thought she'd just go home with her parents, but we're going to be treated to me watching this wedding like we watched baby girl Lisa and Usman get married.
I'm going to raw dog this man. I'm going to raw dog him as his wife, his American wife.
We know it shouldn't work, but we're going to watch it. Yeah.
All right. What questions should we ask the cards? Are they going to be together? Do they make it? What question? I'll let you choose the question. I've shuffled the cards. They're ready to go.
The question is, will they have a happy marriage?
Because we think they are going to get, okay. Yeah. So cards, will they have a happy marriage? I'm going to tap. All right.
Do you need to slap them?
You just tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Oh, Page of Cups, but reversed.
What does that mean?
Page, sissies can tell us Page of Cups.
Wait, you don't even know?
Well, I kind of know, but I look at the app still because it helps me. What's wrong with that? You've got to, I just don't want to act like I, without any expertise, like I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
That's kind of what's happening here.
No! Okay. Page of Cups reverse. A sensual, idle, untruthful person. Also, theft, fraud, swindling.
So, ding, ding, ding.
Boy, cards don't lie.
Ding, ding, ding.
She's swindling. She is. She's swindling him.
Well, she's misrepresenting herself.
Misrepresenting herself.
She's going to be an absolute nightmare as soon as they're married. She's going to be in a shitty mood the whole time because she doesn't want to be there. She doesn't want to be there.
She doesn't want to live there, but she's in love with him. Wow. All right. Well,
anyway,
we wish them the best.
We wish them the best. That's the show.
That's Toe, everybody.
That's your toe. That's the show.
I love it. All right, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. Again, follow us on our social media to see what we're up to this week in New York City. Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram. Reality Gaze on TikTok. Reality Gaze Pod on X. And God, I fucking hate saying X.
Oh, I don't. I just say Twitter. I refuse.
Yeah, on Twitter. All right. I miss that poor little bird thought they had job security. Now they're out probably walking on Santa Monica Boulevard getting fucked by big owls and eagles. Just going, life is so much better. And now, here's your $2, little bird.
Didn't know they were predatory. Owls and eagles.
Yes, some chicken hawk just came and fucked that little Twitter bird. We got to move on. All right, everybody. That's the show. We'll see you next week. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poods?
Yes. And if you were also watching this scene with Johan and Alberto, and all of a sudden Dominican cum cannons came on, first of all, send me that cut because I've only got it like a bootleg. Give me that collector.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let me know how the deleted scenes that are there.
And call both of us.
You can call both of us.